Why have you come here, human? Do not stay quiet. Likely story. You expect me to believe that the first human to step upon this sacred land in 300 years came here by mistake. You don't need to know where I am in this room. Just know that while you can't see me, I can see everything. I gave you a chance to run when you still could. Now, you are left with two options. Tell the truth, and I'll give you a fair punishment. Or lie, and I will assume the worst. You still insist on the same story. Perhaps you don't understand what I'm capable of. Pay no mind to the floating flame. If you cooperate, it'll serve no purpose other than to illuminate the room. Now come here. Good. Stand still. You want to know what I'm doing? All right. I'm checking your physique to get a general idea of what to do for your kind. Every time I move my hands over your sides, you shiver as if the air was cold. What has happened to your kind in the past few centuries for the men to go from hardened caretakers of their kind to people who can be bested by touch alone? Whatever the answer, I'm fascinated. Your build does not match that of a warrior, nor does it have the slim feel of a thief. You're also drenched in sweat, and your legs are covered in small cuts. Your story seems accurate enough. That does not mean I'm done with you. You are the first human I've seen in so long. I have no intention of letting you slip away. Come. Sit with me. What's the matter, human? I have no intention of harming you. Your story seems true. You will learn to obey me. But until then, I have ways to make you listen. Back then, I thought that humans were fragile. It's a common thought among yokai, especially those who interacted with humans on the daily. They could fight each other, but not my feral cousins. Can your kind even fight anymore? You look like you would die at the sight of a war. I suppose that's not the worst curse. Such soft skin. Only royalty had skin like this back then. But you're not royalty. I would be able to smell it, and besides, Most royalty who came here only came so their people didn't think their kings placed themselves above legends. I always liked the common servant more than the mighty heroes. I loved the way they looked when you called their names at unusual times. The look of fear, of submission. But I wasn't cruel. If anything, I enjoyed the looks of relief in their eyes when they realized I was only joking around, that they weren't in trouble. Of course, no one thought like that back then. I would still humor any adventurer who came by, but most of them didn't see me as a yokai. Rather, a shrine maiden that could be wooed by their strength. But darling, they did not know strength. Strength is causing someone to submit without breaking a sweat. Having 9 tails is like having 9 additional limbs. I would play their game, acting like an innocent maiden. And then, I'd lure them into this building. My home. I enjoyed breaking them down, forcing them to submit. But I wouldn't always let the men go. You see, while I can eat food from this realm to survive, I need something else to grow and thrive. Judging by the sudden tensing of your body, I think you know what type of food I'm referring to. No, silly, I don't eat flesh. That's far too barbaric and messy, to be frank. I devour souls. Shh, don't worry, dear. I only ate the souls of those who deserved it. Poachers, ruthless barbarians, rapists, murderers. If they were good boys, they would be just fine. And even if they weren't, it wasn't like they knew what was gonna happen. It doesn't hurt. They just fall asleep and wake up to be judged by whatever God takes them. I would never harm an innocent person. But surely you can understand that some people need to be punished, right? I promise I won't eat your soul, darling. Honestly, I'm going to do something that's close to the opposite. You see, no one comes here. No one knows that this place exists anymore. I'm not going to end your life. I'm going to expand it. You will get to live with me. Forever. How? Well, we aren't in your world anymore. I might have power in your world, but I belong in this world. In the spirit realm. When you walked through that door, you crossed over. You look confused. Well, this is why I had such a large following. Since time can move as I please it to, people would come often to see me. They would spend any amount of time in here, and only a few minutes would pass by in your world. To those who watched, it would seem like someone entered with a problem and left relaxed. Your kind always has issues in your heads. You practically work yourself to death and don't even realize it. I simply gave them a place to rest. And I loved both parts of my life. I loved to help people, and of course I loved seeing strong warriors submit, but... The gods of your world saw my kind as problematic. They felt that people like me distracted their people from their gods. Over time, less and less people came. The last time anyone came was 300 years ago, and they hated me. They cast me aside like garbage and destroyed the shrine. They destroyed history. I couldn't bear to harm them, so I simply scared them off. I messed up. That's why there are yokai around your village. That's why you were chased to my shrine. I didn't believe you because I was angry. What was centuries ago for you was mere days ago for me. Days that I spent in mediation in the spirit world. When I saw you, I thought you were a thief, trying to take relics that were once given to people who cared for me. I cared for those people too. I might think your kind inferior to my kind, but that doesn't mean that I hated them. I felt the urge to protect and care for them. Hell, I did more than their gods did. That's why I won't let you leave. Why would you want to go back to a world that's run by someone who could let you get eaten alive by yokai? Of course I would have helped you. Even if you weren't innocent in my eyes, I feel that there are more peaceful ways to be punished than being ripped apart. They know better than to step on my sacred ground. If one of them had tried to follow you after you fell, I would have killed them. But enough of that. Let's just keep the past in the past. Just melt to my touch. That's it. You want to be mine. No, don't speak. Just nod your head. Good boy. I've had only one tail around you this whole time. Let's change that. Nothing is as soft as my tail. Here, I don't have to waste energy just to exist. Here, I can be myself. Out in your world, it takes a lot out of me to show myself because I'm not from there. But this is my home. And now, it's your home too. You can feel like this forever. Isn't that nice, darling? I knew you would agree. Don't try to hold any sounds back. Many have tried. How did that feel? Oh, you're so cute. Trying to form words. That's why I preferred you to answer me by nodding. Do you want another one? I thought so. If I weren't the one kissing you, I would think you were in the middle of sex. There's no need to be embarrassed. I think it's adorable. But it does make me want to see just how loud you can be. I told you, having 9 tails is like having 9 limbs. Now let's see if your kind has changed down here in the last few 100 years. Let's see how it likes my tails. I've got you. I've got you. Just melt for me. It will feel so much better if you don't squirm. I promise. There you go. That's it. Oh, you came already. Don't worry, darling. I never expected you to last long. My tail. Oh, you're so sweet. But don't worry. I'll just absorb your cum into it. That's just another way I gain energy. Delicious. Energy from good boys like you tastes best. There is, however, a more direct way to do this. Comfy? Having you wrapped up in my tails is one thing, but towering over you like this is another. I have your arms pinned and I'm straddling you. You're trapped. Helpless. Adorable. But I seem to be forgetting something. There. All of my clothes are gone. You're so cute. You don't know how to react. You're practically halfway to another orgasm just from seeing my naked body. It's the most perfect body you've ever seen, isn't it? Soft skin. Not a single scratch or mark on my body. You don't know what to look at first. My perfect tits. My soft stomach. My dripping cunt. Darling, the most I've ever given anyone is my tails. I made sure to save myself for the one I would keep here. While your kind and those who are like me in your world can do this without consequence, the only way I can keep you here forever is by doing this here. In your world, if I did this, I would be bound there, to you. I don't mind being bound to you. I want to be bound to you, but out there, I would be forced to watch you age, to wither and die. And here, I can keep you forever. I hope you have enough left of your mind to understand me. I know it's sudden for your people, but for my kind, it's second nature. Once I saw through my anger, I knew that you were made for me. Your body, no, your soul was made for me. The stars saw this moment, the moment when we became one forever. That was quite the moan you let out, dear. Don't worry about coming. I know it's like having sex with a goddess. I removed your refractory period. But don't worry. I'll keep you from overdoing it. So just lie back and keep coming inside of me. Good boy. You feel so good. I could do this forever. We would never, ever tire of it. I want to completely dominate you in order to make you feel true pleasure. I have to completely break down your will and rebuild it. Do you want me to do that, darling? Moan for me. Good boy. Good boy. It must feel like one constant orgasm now. I suppose I can let go of your arms now. Your first response to that sudden freedom was to wrap your arms around me. So cute. Just cling to me while I milk you. Feel my hands gently stroking your hair as you whimper into my chest. Good boy. It must feel so intense. Let me go faster, dear. You're spasming and letting so much out inside of me. I'm gonna come. Yes, yes. Good boy, good boy, good boy, my good boy. Oh. Oh, you look so tired. Let me wrap my tails around us. You can rest for as long as you want, dear. I love you, darling.